On today's Technobabble, using camera control units in your live video production.
This is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Techno Babble. This is the show where every week I help you with church video and graphic design. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. Well, so during the past few weeks, we've been talking about live video production, and I thought I'd bring you back here to my church, and we'd take a look at some of the camera control units, and I would show you just some of the cool things that they can do. Now, I'm not going to get every single detail, but this is kind of an overview of what you can do when you have production-level equipment as opposed to just prosumer camcorders or just camcorders or, heaven forbid, webcams hooked up to a computer. So let's head over to the CCUs and I'll show you just what they can do. So this is a CCU that you see right here. You'll notice that there are some numbers down here that says 2.8. That's the aperture of the camera. I don't have all the cameras on right now, or they'd all have numbers on them. But right now this says 2.8, and what I can do, I'm going to try and not get in your way as I do this, is I can turn this dial and I can open the shutter more. All the way up to 1.4 is it? I said shutter, I meant aperture. All the way up to 1.4, or I could stomp it down some. If I wanted it, say, at 8.0, I could do that just as easily. And I have pretty fine control, so we normally leave them at about 2.8, but occasionally you just need just a hair more or less light, so you can tweak it just a bit, and that's one of the advantages of live production cameras, is they have very fine control. Now, continuing on, I have the auto versus man feature here, and that is a toggle that right now it's on manual, so that I have manual control over the aperture, but if I toggle it over into auto, you'll notice it opens wide open right immediately. That is atypical. Normally it wouldn't do that. Normally it would be about the same, but there's no lights out in the sanctuary, and I've got the lens cap on even if there was. So really it's trying to get more light, but there's no way it can. So let me put that back into manual so that it doesn't mess up for this weekend. I also have this section right in here, which is the painting section. So I have the ability to first turn it on or turn it off, and then I can influence how much red, how much blue, how much green, etc., whether that's in the gain section of the video signal or the black section of the video signal, and I can tweak those appropriately. Next, I can tweak the shutter. So if I wanted to go for a more dreamy appearance, I could let the shutter be on longer, and therefore everything would start to smear. If I wanted it to be more staccato, I could shorten the shutter to where it takes up, it's active for less of a second. Typically, the way that we do this is if you've got a 30 frame a second video shot, you're going to want what we call an 180 degree shutter. That goes back to film. Not going to explain it right now, but basically it's twice. So if you're shooting at 30 frames per second, you're going to want your shutter speed to be 1/60th of a second. If you were shooting at 60 frames per second, you would want your shutter speed to be 1/20th, 1/120th of a second. So I could influence all that here as well. I have white balance settings, and I can change the gain level right here. So on a DSLR, that's called ISO. In live production cameras, it's called gain. And so I can raise or lower the gain, raise or lower the amount that the electronics magnify the light inside the camera. The downside of doing that is that it gets noisier in the blacks especially. So you want to avoid that so that the dark portions of your image don't start to look a little staticky. So that's what that's for. These are also camcorders, so I can record, play, etc. if I wanted to, but normally we don't deal with that. So those are just some of the things that a live production CCU, camera control unit, can do. People that do these all the time can really work wonders with them, but we really keep it down very basic to shutter speed, aperture, gain on occasion, just to get the best image possible and to keep it to where the camera operators don't have to consider that. They only have to worry about zoom, focus, and shot composition, which, quite frankly, is more than enough. If you like this content, head over to my blog, trinitydigitalmedia.com, and there you can pick up a free copy of my email newsletter, some of the resources that I've developed for you in the store, or just comment on this video. Like it or hate it, I'd love to know your opinion, and we can go from there. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.